Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Ken Holmes, chairman of Velocity Minerals. The company trades on the Toronto Stock Exchange, and the ticker symbol is VLC. And Velocity Minerals is dedicated to the acquisition and development of advanced high-grade molybdenum mineral properties. Thanks for joining us today there, Ken.
Well, thanks for having me.
Great. Now, starting off, what were the results from the surface sampling at the Kazer molybdenum property?
Well, as you may have seen in our news release, we've pulled out some real high-grade numbers on our recent surface sampling, part of which was done to confirm historical work that had been done about 35, almost 40 years ago now. And we confirmed many of those high-grade numbers, and in fact, as our headline for the news release says, we took a sample of 0.6, almost 6.5, 0.648 over 10 meters, which was very exciting. That's a great grade. Obviously, it's an average grade, so that meant we even had some higher numbers in there. But one of the things that have got us excited as well is that besides confirming a lot of the old high grade, we did find some newer locations that were away from the main zone that we had originally targeted. And one of those new samples ran 2.2% moly over a meter and a half, which is just an outstanding grade for molybdenum.
Great. And now update us also on the Mount Haskin property. I know you recently, a few days ago, completed a four-hole drill program.
Well, this year we were focusing mostly on Cassiar Molly because we had run out of time last year. And so we got only time to get four holes in there to test some new targets. And we're waiting on the results of those right now. The core look good, but until you get them back from the assayer, we're not sure exactly what we've got. The Mount Haskin property, as you may have seen in our news release last spring, we've spent the last season of 08 in confirmation drilling and converting our deposit there to a 43-101 compliant resource, which runs at various amounts, but is roughly about 11-12 million tons at around 0.1. The drilling, the four holes that we put in this year, were to step out a little bit from that and see if we can add to that resource. And we're just waiting on the assays right now to determine how successful we were in that regard.
Great. And so in terms of what are some of the market trends in Mali and how well positioned is the company to capitalize?
Well, the Mali was, as you may, your listeners may know, or your audience may know, is a fairly active ingredient in as an alloy in steel. In fact, probably 60% of stainless steel and specialty steel, 60% of Mali production goes into these specialty steels and stainless steels because it provides an anti-corrosive and a heat-resistant characteristic to the steel. So imagine you've got a drill stem or a pipeline that's you're concerned about corrosion or heat. This is the kind of steel you want to use in it. And we're pretty bullish on Mali right now simply for two reasons. First of all, coming out of this market, that meltdown that we've had in the last year, as you know, most of the governments around the world are spending a lot of money on infrastructure as a way to stimulate their economies. And we expect that a good deal of those infrastructure expenditures are ultimately going to wind up in the use of more steel and stainless steel that uses moly. Now, the price of molybdenum had traditionally run anywhere between $8 and $15, and back several years ago, almost 10 years ago now, it started to move up. And up until this time last year, it was sitting just over $30 a pound. Now, I've read market studies in previous years that expected by 2007, 2008, the price of moly would have been back down around $15. it never came down. And most of the experts that I've researched and read seem to believe that the reason for the price to stay as high as it did was due to the economic growth coming out of India and China in particular, but that whole Asian region. And we don't see that that dynamic is going to change, notwithstanding the meltdown here. So even though moly prices have come down, and in fact went down to as low as $8 last spring, they bounced back up and have come back to, I think it's about $13 or $14. We expect that as the recovery continues, that those prices should pull back up to higher levels based on the same dynamics that put it there in the first place.
Great. And what makes Velocity Minerals unique from some of the other players in your sector?
Well, most moly, or a large percentage of the moly that's produced worldwide is produced as a byproduct of copper. And we're a pure moly play. The fortunes of our company don't rise or fall in copper prices, which actually right now is not a bad thing because copper's doing well. But we are, and we're also beyond the average junior mining company. Our Cassiar moly property does not have a deposit on it, but it does have extreme high grade. And the Mount Haskin actually has a deposit. A lot of junior companies are out there with grassroots operations and are, you know, trying to find targets to put the drill in. Well, we've developed a deposit. Now we're just trying to expand it to a level which would make it economic to mine. Now, we've got a ways to go there, and therein lies the opportunity for investors because our prices, like everybody else in this market, our prices come down on our shares. And we believe that as we continue to develop these properties, they're going to add value to the company.
Certainly. And now, is the company looking for other opportunities in North America or any strategic alliances?
Part of our mandate is to become a larger moly company. And so we have in the past year been kicking the tires of a lot of existing properties around the world. We are even looking at some grassroots opportunities, but only if they're extraordinary high grade. We're looking continually to add to the portfolio. We don't want to be just a two-property company. And so the growth should come all through acquisition, and that's part of our goals right now.
Certainly. And walk us through your background experience, Ken, as well as that of some of the key management over at Velocity.
Well, I've been around the public markets for most of my adult life. I originally was a securities lawyer, and meaning that I acted for public companies. And when you do that here in British Columbia, it means you act for a lot of mining companies. So I've got a fairly extensive familiarity with capital markets and the administration of public vehicles. Our president is a seasoned, experienced career geologist, explorationist. He's worked with a lot of juniors. He's worked with majors. And with respect to our properties here in British Columbia, he's intimately familiar with the British Columbia geology because he's done a lot of work here. And in fact, he's a bit of a hunter and has even walked most of the ground that where our properties are from past years hunting up there with some of the local band members. The rest of the board is made up of financial people who, again, have public company experience or are corporate lawyers or have mining experience. So one of our independent geologists, Gary Pei, is a career geologist, formerly working with the government of British Columbia, now is a consulting geologist. John Hope has spent most of his life either exploring or mining. He's an experienced placer miner. One of our other directors, Don Getty, is former premier of Alberta, so he's a very, you know, knowledgeable man when it comes to business and finance and public ventures. So I think we've got a pretty sound board and management team.
Certainly sounds that way. And what are some of the goals and the milestones that the management team hopes to accomplish here over the next 12 months?
Well, we're going to, in the spring, we want to get back onto Cassiar Molly and finish drilling. We just announced, as you know, the results of a surface sampling, but part of our work program up to this year was to commence drilling. That property was originally explored about 35 years ago, and back then they didn't have the lightweight drill equipment that we do now that could be as easily flown into some of the steeper areas of this particular mountain that we're exploring. So they dropped down and put a dropped down 700 feet and put a 3,500 foot adit in it as part of their exploration program. And they intersected high grade there, similar to what they had up found previously up on the surface. So we wanted to get in there and drill that property, but we wanted to get the adit open and relocate that high grade, do some modeling between the surface occurrences and the adit occurrences to have a better idea of where we should be targeting the drilling. Well, 35 years of rain and runoff out of that adit had resulted in a 700-foot-long ice plug. It was like a small freight train of ice in there that needed to be mined out before we could actually get into the adit, locate the high grade, and do our modeling. Well, because of the weather, it was a particularly bad winter up there this year. We got on the property late, and we didn't get that ice out of there till in September. And we then got the modeling done, and the drill going towards the third week of September. Unfortunately, we got partway into the mountain, and the weather's turned on us again. This has been a particularly bad year. It's it's cold, and there's a lot of snow up there in most years, but this has been particularly bad. So we've left the drill rig up there, winterized it, and we expect to get back on the mountain hopefully at the beginning of June and complete that drilling. And we're very excited to get that core out of there because we're hoping we're going to find a lot more of that high grade.
Great. Yeah, so much for global warming, right? And in terms of investors, Ken, do you think that right now investors understand the general message and direction of Velocity Minerals?
Well, given the current or given them what's gone on in the market in the last year, we pulled our horns in with our own marketing because we didn't there was so much doom and gloom going out there. We didn't see the point of spending money to get out and talk to people about what was happening with the company, and we just kind of rode out the storm. We see that's changed now, and so we're making a more concerted effort to get out and start talking about the company and what we're doing. In fact, I and one of the other fellows in the company are going to be heading to Europe beginning of November with do some investor meetings and participate in an investment show over in Germany. And we're making a more concerted effort to get out and tell people what we're all about.
Great. And so once again, joining us today is Ken Holmes, chairman of Velocity Minerals, which trades on the Toronto Stock Exchange. Ticker symbol is VLC. And it's currently trading slightly north of 22 cents a share. And before we conclude, Ken, just to kind of rehash everything, what are some of the key reasons why investors should consider Velocity Minerals as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Well, our properties have significant merit and are underdeveloped. Our plan is to develop them, and we hope and believe that as we do that, it's going to add value. Our stock is roughly at 40% of where we did our major financings just over a year ago. Like others, we've come down. So we think there's a lot of upside in that area. And we've got a good team. We've got people who are capable of moving it forward, and that's our plan. And we're sitting with enough cash to do it right now. We're not struggling and running around looking for money at the moment.
Great. Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and progress, as well as report on some of your upcoming projects. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today. Always great to have you on, Ken.
I appreciate the opportunity.